How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
We are so sorry that we are late this
week.
Tardy. We've already done an episode about that. But
that's what Americans call it, though.
Do they?
Well, if you're late, they say, oh, I'm tardy.
Oh.
That's right. I know it from Clueless.
It's a nice euphemism, isn't it? But yeah, we are tardy today. I'm sorry. This is the first time after a year that we've ever...
Literally, we did the... first year episode.
And then we were late.
And you know what? I'm going to apologise, guys. It was a lot to do with me.
Well, no, don't beat yourself up like that. But tell us anyway. Tell us why.
I went to Aberystwyth. Now, our friends in other parts of the world won't realise that it was a 8-hour drive for a gig.
So 8 hours one way.
Yep.
That is a long way. Mm-hmm. Were you not tempted to get the train? Because you had to go to Eastbourne. La, la,
then
la.
I had to go to Eastbourne afterwards, which was like forever away again.
Oh,
and then yesterday I went to a spa day. I know.
Why it was late, guys.
I know. That's what the podcast should have gone out. But my mum had organised it for me. It was very sweet of her. And I'd already cancelled the day twice because of work.
Oh, no.
So
that's
I felt like
important.
I think
our listeners will.
So I'm very sorry, guys. But here we are today.
Here we are today with all the more stories.
All the more stories. We've got an extra day's worth of stories.
Exactly. That's the great thing, you see. 8 hours, though.
Oh, I know, right?
On your own, or did you have company?
I had company.
Yeah, lots of company.
Nice boy.
Yeah, someone we know and love.
Yes, Jake Lambert.
Ah,
very nice boy.
Lovely boy. Did he do some of the driving, or did he?
No. He just
can drive.
He can drive. It was in my car.
How does that work with cars and that?
Well, you sort of have to have like this sort of insurance that lets anyone drive it.
Oh, fully comp.
Fully comp.
Is that what fully comp is?
No, it's different again. But. How's your driving going?
Well, thank you for
asking.
What
a lovely segue.
I've had two lessons across 2 days with my new driving instructor who I really like. Really like him.
Man. Strong man.
Strong.
Love it.
Very. I said to him, I need a lot of on the first lesson, I said, I need a lot of affirmations.
Did he start singing that Savage Garden song to you?
He gave me some affirmations to say in the mirror every morning.
Great. I am a beautiful black woman.
He also played the song, I Am Beautiful. No, he didn't.
Yeah, lovely.
But he's been very supportive and encouraging. And I really like him. And he's been very calm about me and my fear of roundabouts. But actually, I'm building in confidence about roundabouts. And actually, the only stressful times in the lesson yesterday were when other cars came too close. I mean, I almost don't want to learn to drive. I don't want to complete this because I'm having such a nice time with this driving instructor.
How lovely. What scares you about roundabouts?
Just when to go.
Because you need to... Which way to give way to?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I've been driving for over 10 years and I still sometimes forget that.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's to the right, isn't it?
To the right.
And also because where I did my test the last few times, it's an uphill battle. And also it's a hill start on a roundabout, going to the roundabout.
That's
it's the first
tricky.
Thing they ask you to do. First thing, turn left out of the test centre, hill, roundabout, busy roundabout, trucks, Tesco,
yep.
BP garage, lots of things going on.
Right?
A lot of things.
Too much.
Too much. We're going to take the third exit off this. I don't know what that means, you know, when you're there.
But you just count it as you go around.
Yeah, I do now. 1, 2, indicate now. 3.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah, so that's been a lot of fun. But
you have got, you know, it's been annoying that it's taken you a while to learn to drive.
Oh, it's been so frustrating. I just can't wait to be able to drive to Aberystwyth.
Exactly. But then also, you have got a great routine out of it. So
thanks for saying that, Suze. I'm going to change some of the order of that routine, I think.
Oh, that's a conversation that you could have had in your head.
Nice listen to hear.
They will be delighted.
They'll be delighted. Now today, you wanted to talk about Coming Out Day.
Well, it was just a suggestion because I noticed...
That's a great idea. National Coming Out Day? International Coming Out Day?
National Coming Out Day? International? Yes, I think it's international because some American people were tweeting about it.
Oh, well, it's international, you know, if they're on board.
If they're on board, right?
What does everybody have to... What is the point?
Well, I just think it's sort of just to be like... I don't think everyone has to do it yesterday.
I was going to say, because that's a lot of pressure on one day.
Yeah, as soon as you come of age.
Yeah. Yeah, like a sort of coming out ball.
Oh, my God, like a debutante ball.
Like a debutante ball, yeah.
Oh, my God, I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
just would the parents be there with their like really camp children?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, they're very precocious.
Here's Sebastian. Oh, look, he's doing a cha-cha down the stairs.
Oh, it would be
like
charming.
Judge Rinder. It's,
who I am frequently compared to. I don't think I look like him.
You look nothing like Judge Rinder.
Do I sound like him?
No. Then you're both a bit.
Just both a bit. Arthur and Martha.
A little bit Arthur and Arthur, a little bit hoity gay.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. I saw him once in a corridor. But
did you say hello?
No.
My problem with his show... Oh, for those of the people that don't know about Judge Rinder...
I don't know him, that's why I didn't say hello, but yeah.
He is the UK's Judge Judy. That's what's happened, right?
I think so, basically.
But he uses a gavel, and we don't use that in this country.
That's like a massive thing. Did you know that there's a whole Twitter feed about that?
Oh, really?
About, like, American court-isms used in... or Americanisms used in, like, in representations of British courts.
I mean, we don't use one of those.
We also don't have flags in our court. He has a flag in his court.
Yeah, but it is the rainbow flag, so... Could you imagine? That would be great.
But all those things, they always stress me out. Those little details where people say things like that.
Well, when they, it's...
When they do American things.
Well, that's like, there was a... when I was at drama school, Clang, our teachers who taught us, like, social dance... Which is nothing like the kind of social dance that I do now.
What's social dance?
Oh, it's like dance from like the 17th century.
Oh, I would have loved that.
Like a lot of step together, side together.
I would have loved that. Would have been the
going around in a circle.
Yeah, breeches on.
Yeah,
walking around in a circle.
You'd have loved it.
Walk apart. Yeah,
exactly. All of that business. But she used to work on like things like Downton or, you know, anything sort of period drama thing because she had she was so good at. Knowing what historically would have been right. So it'd have been like, well, if you were a maid, you probably wouldn't have been quite that close. Maybe half a step back.
Oh, I love that level of detail.
Oh. But oh, I mean, come on, have a day off.
Have a day off. But no, why did I know that? I think I knew that, because of Ellis and John's show, Ellis James and John Robbins' show.
Oh, another great podcast.
Another great podcast and indeed radio show. But I think he was using a gavel in the sketch he was doing on there about...
Oh, I see.
But he's also saying, hear ye, which is, as discussed on that podcast very amusingly,
Not something that we say
in court. It's more of a town cry thing. It's a very funny show. So, Judge Rinder, National Coming Out Day, International Coming Out Day.
Well, I just thought maybe we should mark it.
I mean, it could be National Coming Out Day for the UK coming out of Europe.
Yeah, I mean, that's not great. When we have to come out to the rest of the...
Come out
sorry,
to the
guys,
world.
We're wankers.
we're going in alone.
We're not having croissant anymore.
Oh, don't say things like that. You know I couldn't cope without French pastries. But National Coming Out Day. Now, every day is like a national, international blah, blah something.
Like there's like National Pirate Day.
Wow.
That's a thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
As in, like, traditional pirates or as in, like, modern pirates, like with that film with Tom Hanks?
Not as in, I am the captain, no.
Oh, that one.
No, I think it's like, pirates.
Oh, okay. Oh. I mean, everybody must have their day.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just think it's a bit much, isn't it? There's International Day of Coming Out. So is it to celebrate the day you came out? Is that the idea?
I think more of it is like it's like a world pride thing of being like, okay. Oh, guys, you know, we've all done it.
I mean, who's organised it?
Me. And I'm really not enjoying your tone.
I mean, who's organised it?
I don't know. Elton John, David Furness. I don't know. Someone powerful and gay.
David Furness, did you just say?
What's his name?
Furnish.
Oh, Furness.
but they might organise it, do you think? I saw some people putting on Facebook like a remembrance of when they came out or like...
Oh, God, mine would be so bleak.
Oh, mine too would be really boring as well, really long.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I thought about it. I didn't. I always get to... No, I stopped. I got a boyfriend for a bit. It was so stopping. It was like you on a... Starting a car on a hill.
Yeah,
that's what
that
my
coming
out was.
Like.
Oh, I was meant to turn then. Oh, don't worry, I'll go around a few more times.
Undue hesitation. You'd be marked down. But minor, not a major fault on your driving test. But, there was another one, wasn't there? International Take Your Daughters to Work? No, what was it?
Take Your Daughters to Work Day?
No, what was it this week as well? International Day of Girls?
Oh, International Day of Girls, yeah.
Is that different to Women's Day? Isn't there an International Day of...
Yeah, I think Day of Girls is like supporting younger women,
younger.
i.e. girls.
The clue is in the name. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Who organised that? Do we know?
I don't know. Sandy Toksvig?
Sandy Toksvig, of course.
We can only assume.
We can only assume Sandy was behind that. Oh, that's nice. And what happened for that? Was there a parade?
No. No, I don't think so. I think it was more just... I think they're doing a lot for the, like, the third world girls about education and stuff, so...
Oh, okay.
It's actually a very good thing.
Of course, it's a good thing. It's also the sort of thing they put on Facebook at the top, like, it's International Day of fill in the blank. Share your memories here.
Or, it's National Mexican Day.
Yeah.
Like, pop on a
sombrero, on a poncho.
I was going to say a fedora, wrong hat.
Wrong hat, but you've got a fedora now.
I'm wearing a fedora today.
Quick mention, quick props to the hat.
Quick props to the hat.
Now, Susie, tell us, where did you get it from?
My girlfriend bought it for me from All Saints. Tried it on the other day.
Oh, it's
loved
from All
it.
Saints. I thought it was from Reese.
It is from Reese. You're right. It is from Reese.
Okay, fine. Because I saw the bag from Reese.
Oh, of course you saw the... Oh, because you keep coming around my flat at the moment.
Because I keep coming around your flat at the moment and photographing and making notes on everything I see.
Of course.
Every little detail. So you bought it from Reese as a gift from your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. For what purpose?
To wear.
But like, was it a romantic gift of marking an anniversary?
No. It was just you really wanted this hat. Here's this hat.
That's nice.
That's a nice thing.
That is nice.
And I think I spoke before on the podcast about how I was unconfident re-hat. Guys, let me tell you, the confidence is building.
Oh, that's good.
If anything, overconfident re-hat.
Oh, really?
Basically, what I'm saying is I'm getting a sombrero.
Don't.
It's just going to get bigger and bigger.
I say, don't stop until someone stops you.
Is that
Keep
what you say?
Getting bigger. Yeah. Yeah,
don't stop until someone sort of stops you.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Tom's been arrested.
Does it keep you warm? Because a hat is a very practical thing, I find.
Yeah. Well, it's more practical for you than me because you have no hair.
Mm-hmm.
You should be wearing a hat all the time.
Yeah, I should. Do you know why as well? Because of sun damage. My dad said this to me years ago. Wear a hat in all weathers because the sun is even coming through the clouds. And it will damage
you.
And I've not taken it.
Your
now,
darling dad's advice.
Damage. I'm now seeing the effects of the sun damage.
Sun damage.
Guess what?
Go on.
My Lizelle ran out.
Oh,
the Lizelle
no.
face wash that Susie bought for my birthday.
Yeah, it sounds... If you don't know what Lizelle is, it sounds like lizard.
I ran out of my lizard.
Oh, God.
My lizard face wash.
Your lizard face wash.
and so I went and bought some more. And I'm back on track. I feel
it was a gift that I got Tom. Oh. Some great face stuff.
Yeah, it's so great with the cloth. It's one of those ones with the cloth that you have to get the water really hot.
Oh,
you run
God,
the cloth under
great.
It and then you sling the cloth on your face. Oh,
sling it. Chuck it from a distance.
Chuck it from a distance on your boat.
Talking of lizards, got a great fact for you.
Oh, go on.
When I was doing all my driving by myself this week, I listened to a lot of Radio 4.
Oh, I bet Jake was pleased.
I did some of the driving by myself. He was just in one of the 8-hour journeys.
Okay.
And I put on Radio 4. Anyway, there was a show on chameleons.
And you were like, stand-up chameleons?
Right. No. Here's a great fact.
Go on.
They communicate by changing colour. They don't have ears.
I did not know that. So
right?
That's why they're changing colour.
Okay. So they're like a male and a female were together.
Mm.
And the male like went this colour that was like... Hey, baby.
Oh, let's get it on.
Exactly, yeah. They start playing that, but they both can't hear, so it made no difference.
Made no difference. It's vibrations in the floor.
And then the female went a colour that said, sorry, mate, I'm already up the duff.
Oh.
There's a colour that says that.
Is it two stripes of blue?
Yes, it is. And a little baby face on her side.
Oh, that is interesting. Were there any other colours they went?
Oh, they go all colours.
All colours?
They go all colours, yeah.
How quick was it for them to check? Oh, you didn't see it was a radio show?
Oh, it was a radio show, but it was like, it was, the guy was like, oh my God, I can see it changing. I mean, but it could have been all a load of bollocks, couldn't it? Could have been a lie, you know?
Could have been a load of bollocks. You know, they could make up anything. What was that on? The World at One? No, what was it on?
No, it was they're doing some sort of animal show.
Oh, an animal show on Radio 4?
They really can't.
David Attenborough's really had to come back, hasn't he? It's going to have to be on radio now. We're going to show you some photographs, and could you just talk? Budget cuts, I'm afraid. That's a nice thing on Radio 4. I do like it when they do like a program about tulips or something.
Tulips?
Yeah, I like
that.
These
are tulips.
Or tulips. Or I quite like Gardener's Question Time.
Do you like gardening, Tom?
I love it. Don't have a garden, but I do love it.
But your mum's got one.
My mum's got one. I don't get that involved in that one, actually, because I always feel like it's mum's thing. But
doesn't your dad do it as well?
Yeah, they're both quite... Dad does a vegetable patch.
Oh, yeah, your dad's walked me around there a couple of times.
He likes to take people to show him the vegetable patch. Yeah, yeah, he's very proud of it. It's nice, actually. Nice to have, homegrown
lovely
potatoes.
Very
beans,
nice.
A lot of green beans.
Too many green beans?
My brother only eats green beans. That's the only vegetable he'll eat.
Nothing else in the world he eats, just green beans.
That's right, listeners. That's
He's also a lizard, right?
He may as well be with a diet like that. Madness, right? Madness.
Yeah. My brother doesn't really eat vegetables, though. He eats apples.
That's not a vegetable.
No. Fruit and veg, I meant.
Oh, apples. That's more than my brother does, yeah. My brother won't eat anything healthy.
What is that?
I don't know. What has happened? What has happened to our world?
Where's God knows.
God only knows.
When's National Fruit Day?
Oh. I think it was yesterday.
There was a brilliant moment in the Bake Off last night when someone said something about a fruitcake, and then the camera panned to the, obviously not on purpose, but panned to the guy who I assume is gay.
Oh.
He said, I'm going to have to get my fruitcake out. I think he's already out.
Oh. Well, you know, I think we do have strange diets. I mean, there's, on one hand, there's like people going mad, aren't there, for like crazy...
Sugar-free.
I mean...
Gluten-free.
Well, my driving instructor, he was saying he wants to go sugar-free. Oh. He's been doing some sort of thing where he has like a spray he puts under his tongue. You heard of that?
No.
You heard of that? No, I hadn't heard of it.
What do you do? What do you
do? He said he lost a stone in a month.
He lost a stone in a month?
Or maybe 6 weeks.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You just spray it under your tongue, what, and you stop being hungry?
Yeah, 500 calories a day.
Oh my God, that sounds horrible.
Sounds really difficult. But it's supposed to be good, isn't it, to do that sort of, like less calories.
My mum's on Herbalife.
What's that? Oh, that's the shakes.
The shakes.
And she's still doing it?
Yeah.
She doesn't need to worry.
She's lost a stone.
Has she? How long?
Well, a couple of months.
Well, that's pretty rapid, isn't it, really?
Yeah. It's worth saying other food supplements are available.
No, of course. We don't want people to think that we're being sponsored by Herbalife.
Although, if Herbalife do want to sponsor us, we'll be well up for that.
I would be up for that.
It's fine.
So is that, they're not the same as SlimFast?
No, but they kind of are.
Okay, similar sort of premise. Oh. Yes, all of that stuff. I mean, I don't know. I would like to lose some weight, but it's so difficult.
You don't need to lose weight.
Oh, I do. I carry a lot of weight around my belly. I don't carry a lot, but I would like to be a bit slimmer. I go up the gym, I see those guys there, they look so buff. I just want to be buffing.
You've got a busy life. You want to be buffing. Yeah, everyone wants to be buffing.
But yeah, I have got a busy life, and it's difficult when there's bread everywhere.
Yeah, you do love bread.
I love bread. I love potatoes. Oh. No.
No, go on.
I'm going to tell you about this. No, I'm going to save it for the next podcast.
Oh, okay. Oh, how exciting. Got a whole week to wait.
Yeah, yeah. But my conversation about carbohydrates, yeah. But I would quite like to lose weight, but I find that there are distractions everywhere.
Mm.
You know, like when we were travelling to Bristol, of course we go to the Marks and Spencers. Oh, no, wait, was it Waitrose?
Waitrose. Got a lovely sandwich.
Oh, that was nice, wasn't it, in there? Mm. Great service station there.
Yeah, really good service station. I mean, how boring, though.
How boring. But also they sell, like, storm lamps and
really
vases
weird.
And things.
Yeah, bizarre. So
who wants to buy,
and
like,
then they always sell, like... And some of them, they sell wetsuits. You're like, I mean, you're on the motorway. You couldn't be more landlocked.
You couldn't be less in need of a wetsuit at the moment. Climate change, who knows? But, you know, I do... Yeah, they are weird places, service stations. But, I mean, a Waitrose... Do you remember when they didn't have Waitrose and Marks and Spencers in them?
Oh, my God, yeah, they used to be terrible.
They were so depressing.
So when I first started stand-up, like... As some of our listeners will know, like, I drove to so many gigs to get, like, £30 to do a 10-minute spot.
Right.
And you would drive, well, I would drive all over the country. I'm sure you did the same, but on the trains, right?
I just did it on the train, yeah. Susie.
Oh, it was, like, just so much. Just too much travel, no money. And there was this one service station, was Watford Gap, which is quite a bleak service station anyway.
Yeah.
And I would always drive through, past there on the way home if I'd done any gigs in the Midlands or North. And there was this woman that used to work in, like, the Costa there.
Mm-hmm.
And she would look at me like, what is your life?
Oh.
She looked at me like she really felt sorry for me. She'd be like, oh, hello again.
Oh.
And it would be like 12:30 on a Wednesday.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? She probably didn't exist.
Probably not. Anyway, I started feeling really sorry for her. I mentioned it to my mum. My mum said, she thinks you're probably running away from something in your life.
She probably,
mum, what a bleak way of looking at it.
But running away, like, on a regular basis.
Yeah, and then going back.
Oh, well, I suppose that could happen.
Like a yo-yo.
Like a yo-yo. I mean, I like the idea of the sort of drama of that, And that, I mean, if I worked in a service station, I would enjoy projecting stories onto all of the customers.
Well, you'd have to, surely. It'd be so boring.
Yeah, I think it might be quite boring. But great parking. I mean, you can park.
Great parking.
You know, that's a rare thing, isn't it, in a workplace, to have your own parking space. I've never stayed in one of those hotels, though.
Oh, no, they look so bleak.
Mm, they do, don't they? But I bet that's a bit of a knocking shop.
I bet it's a knocking shop. People a lovely old-fashioned term for a brothel.
Oh, no, not a brothel, like a place where you go and have affairs.
But isn't it a knocking shop?
Oh, I think
Did I mention this on the podcast?
Shop as well.
The other week, about where I went for my hair, when I had my hair trimmed.
I mean, you mentioned you had your hair done, but what was it, a brothel as well?
Well,
this man came in.
So, I was performing fellatio. No.
This man left, like, 20 quid on the table.
So, I had my hair cut in a, like, zhuzhy salon in Soho.
Of course.
And I didn't really like how they'd done it. Oh, they made it a bit poofy.
Oh, no. The worst thing.
The worst thing for me.
Yeah.
And so...
A poofy boof.
So a couple of days later, I was like... I was like, I need to have my hair cut today. It's driving me nuts. Mm-hmm. So I was walking around in Islington and I went past a shop and I was like, I mean, that looks terrible from the outside. But then I Googled it. And they were like, all the things were like, oh, it looks really bad from the outside, but it's actually completely fine. It was just like a little salon. I was like, fine, I'm going to go in there. What I need to have done is so simple.
Oh.
So I was like, okay. So the woman did it. I love how she did my hair. Great.
Great.
She didn't speak any English. That's not an issue.
Sure.
She cut my hair lovely. She knew what I meant. I showed her a picture. She got it.
Oh, great.
Ideal. Didn't have to do any small talk. Loved it.
Perfect.
But whilst I was there, maybe four men came in.
Okay.
And then just like, we're like, oh, I'll go downstairs. And the woman was like, yeah, downstairs.
Oh.
And then they went back up. And now I'm in a moral quandary because finally, after years of trying, I have found someone that cuts my hair not too girly and not too feminine. Not too girly and not too masculine.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
Where, just like me. Just like you.
Where we belong.
Yeah.
I finally found it. But now am I going somewhere that's a front for a brothel?
Well, I mean...
And am I morally obliged to do something?
Well, a great thing to bring up at the end of the podcast. I mean, what sounds to me like has happened is you've basically walked into a brothel and asked a sex worker to cut your hair. and she's done a lovely job. And she's done a lovely job. But maybe that's not her first means of employment. Maybe. Or it might be that you don't know what's downstairs.
It could have just been a front for A-class drugs.
Yeah, something innocent like that.
A-class, class A.
A-class.
A-class. A-line skirts.
A-line skirts. I think that it could be a number of things. There could have been plumbers going down to fix the boiler. Do they look like plumbers? What do they look like?
They look like men that paid for sex.
Now, what does that look like?
Shady.
Mm. They all arrived together, though.
No, I don't think it was an orgy.
No, but like, oh, what did they? But did they arrive on like as a sort of group or something?
No.
Woucher.
Groupon.
Groupon offer.
No, it was that they sort of arrived within 15 minutes of each other.
Oh, okay. It could be a number of things.
Yeah, I think it was probably fine, but
yeah,
it did worry me.
Yeah, of course, but. You know, I mean...
Should I worry that I could hear...
With a lizards changing colour?
Yeah.
Yeah, then maybe.
Yeah. So I'm really pleased. So I texted Tom yesterday saying, I think we should mention National Coming Out Day, and we've literally done that.
We've literally mentioned it. But what is it? I don't understand what it...
No, neither do I. But
it just seems like a bit of a thing people put on Facebook, and you know how I feel about Facebook.
I know how you feel about Facebook, but I also think maybe, just maybe, there were some... young gays who were yet to be out, and they saw that and they thought, not necessarily that I'm going to come out today. Maybe they just thought, oh, that's nice. Maybe one day I'll be able to do that.
Maybe they did. That's nice. Or maybe they went, oh God, I'm not like all these ones. But you know, we've covered a lot of subjects today.
We've covered a lot of subjects.
International Day of Girls, Coming Out Day.
Knocking shops.
Prostitution, service stations. And there was something else in the middle, but I've forgotten it. Oh, my new
driving instructor.
So... And we hope you've liked it.
We hope you had a lovely time.
And, and if you're in Wales or near Wales...
Oh, Pontardawe.
Come to Pontardawe.
On Friday night.
Friday night.
And Saturday, Cambridge.
Cambridge. Come. Cambridge Junction. Up the junction. come to those, particularly Ponte Darwe. I've never been to Ponte Darwe before.
Oh, it's a lovely theatre.
Okay, well, I can't wait to see it.
I supported Alan Carr there. It was super fun.
Oh, clang. Well, clang. So do come and join us. We would love to see you there. Details, as ever, on the websites, susieruffle.co.uk.
TomIndeed.com.
Indeed. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
And apologies for being late. We'll see you next week.
See you next week. Okay, bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.